Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 6 of Holly Jolly Xmasu, my podcast about Japanese Christmas music. This episode is my very first Christmas in July special. Instead of covering a single album, I'll be covering a potpourri of songs from a variety of artists. Before I get to that, though, I have to mention something that happened recently. While recording an album, I realized it didn't sound quite right. The runtimes on the label were also 20 to 40 seconds longer than the files I ended up with. After a bit of checking, I determined that my turntable was spinning too quickly, about 10 to 15% faster than 33 and a third. I hoped it was just my most recent albums, but I soon found out that it affected pretty much every album I've ever copied. I had to re-record a total of 45 LPs, EPs, and singles, including For Life's Christmas from Episode 3, and Jackie Yoshikawa's Christmas with Blue Comets from last episode. While I have new recordings of everything, I figure it's going to take at least another month before I have them all cleaned up and edited down into MP3s. I don't plan on re-recording the episodes, but I might revisit those albums later. The good thing is that everything sounds the way it should now, and everyone has much lower voices. Now, on with the show. For my first Christmas in July podcast, I wanted to do something fun. I noticed that I had a good number of songs with summer in the title, and a few songs that just sounded a lot more summery than Christmassy. I decided to put together an episode of summery Christmas songs. Up first is Strawberry Chips by Hal Callie. Hal Callie were a pop and hip-hop duo consisting of members Hauka and Ukali. They were active from 2002 to 2013, but have both since left the entertainment industry. Their fourth single is the Christmas-themed Strawberry Chips. It doesn't actually mention summer, but it has a great beat, and strawberries are in season, so I figured that was close enough. Plus, I really liked the song and wanted to share it sooner than later.
Just, 聖なる夜約束交わす。ハートのスナック、ハートのスナック。
Next is Midsummer Silent Night by Akiko Kobayashi. This comes from the 1989 album Merry Christmas to You from Funhouse Ladies Vocal. Funhouse Records has put out a few Christmas compilations. This one was made up entirely of some of their female artists. It's a pretty good album, and I'm sure I'll cover it at some point. Akiko Kobayashi is a singer, songwriter, and composer. She's collaborated with Brian Eno, Richard Carpenter, and U2, among others. The Google translation of the lyrics are a bit of a mess, but I believe this is about a lady whose boyfriend left her on Christmas, and she's reflecting on it in the middle of summer. Up next is Yuki Uchida's Tight T-Shirt. Yuki Uchida got her start as a model and actress in the early 1990s. She parlayed that into a successful recording career in the late 90s before returning to acting exclusively in 2000. Tight T-Shirt is basically about a girl who buys a tight T-shirt right before Christmas to remind her of the time she spent with her boyfriend that summer. Yuki's laughing while singing is apparently her trademark. I've read that some find it annoying, especially due to a popular ad campaign featuring her. The song grew on me though, so I can't complain. Next is Genji Ito's Santa Claus in a Red Bikini. I really like Genji Ito. I spent several months tracking down his album, Winter Wonderland, and we'll cover that in depth at some point. Here, though, is his Santa Claus in a Red Bikini from his 1982 album, Baby Blue. Despite the title, his girlfriend in the song is actually the one in the bikini. As I've mentioned before, Christmas Eve is a romantic Valentine's Day type holiday in Japan. This song is about Genji and his lady having their Christmas Eve tryst on the beach in the middle of summer.
Clapping and clapping, clapping is a clacking, jingle bells in my heart. I'm gonna be getting a baby, thinking I'm on a tuna, Santa Claus. Tapping and clapping, looking for your darling, don't jingle my bell. Oh my little say, it's a midsummer Christmas tonight. お前が連れて帰るよ。あの素敵なオールハッピーサマーデイズ。白い刹那で手を振る。Yes, it's you. Oh my god. 消えた。Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. 渚で、この日を夢見てた。なおさ。 波間に揺れる Moonlight Candle。過ぎた日々を照らすよ。懐かしの明日と Things are so sweet。When we kiss、古いトランジスタで。Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa。ロックバラード。みんな昔のままだよ。
In my heart, my kind of bikini, no babies, bikini, manatuno, Santa Claus. Tapping and clapping, looking for you, darling. Don't jingle my bell. Oh, my innocence, it's a midsummer Christmas tonight.
Up next is St. Martin Summer by Junko Yamamoto. Junko Yamamoto got her start as a folk singer in the late 60s. She later joined Hi-Fi Set, who you'll hear more from later. I couldn't find lyrics for this, so I'm not entirely sure what it's about. It does mention Christmas and summer, so it fits the criteria for the episode. Plus, it has a really nice city pop or yacht rock sound. So pour yourself a tequila sunrise, sit back, and enjoy.
なって大人に見えると褒められ、 Discotheque. It's raining outside. Are you feeling under the weather or are you feeling blue? But it's alright as long as you're here with us. We've got lots of funky good music tonight. A bit of a boogie, hey? Just forget about the stupid weather. Come on everybody, grab your partner. Get up and start dancing. Here you go!
That was Iri Hiramatsu's Holy Hot Christmas. I couldn't find lyrics, so I can't really say whether it's about summer, but I figure a hot Christmas is close enough to a summer Christmas, and the tropical beat makes it a good fit. For the record, I have some more downbeat summer Christmas songs, but I'll save those for next year. Up next, though, is Midsummer Eve by the group Max. Although described as an idol group, they have a more adult sound and image than the typical idol band. I couldn't find lyrics for Midsummer Eve, but from what I can pick out, it seems to be about a girl on the rebound looking for a little Christmas action in the middle of summer. One of my favorite Japanese Christmas albums is the 1987 compilation, Mint Sounds Xmas Album. I have the original vinyl release, and it's fantastic. I'll be devoting an entire episode to it eventually. It was re-released on CD in 1993 with three new songs. Two of the three are very good and fit in well with the rest of the album. Then there's the song you're hearing now, Boys, Cars, Surf, and Christmas by Mutant Monster Beach Party. In my opinion, it's the only sour note on an otherwise spectacular album. I suppose some enjoy it. I'll let you decide. Up next is my favorite song from this episode, Merry Xmas in Summer by Kuwata Band. Kazuki Kuwata is the lead singer of Southern All-Stars, one of the most popular rock bands in Japanese history. He's also had success as a solo artist and with his band, Kawada Band. Merry Xmas in Summer was written and originally performed by Teresa Tang, who is possibly the most influential female singer in Asian recording history. I'll play her version and talk about her more next July. Her music is still very popular and she's been covered by a ton of artists. Even Robbie Neville of C'est La Vie fame recorded a cover of Merry Xmas in Summer. I'll include a link in the show notes. In the meantime, enjoy Kawada Band's version. Appropriately enough, I'm wrapping up this episode with Christmas in July by Hi-Fi Set. Hi-Fi Set were a popular Japanese pop group. Consisting of husband and wife Toshihiko and Junko Yamamoto and Shigeru Okawa, they were active from 1974 to 1994. They had a great, easy-listening sound and released several Christmas songs, including Private Bible for my second favorite 80s compilation, Winter Lounge. Written by Shun Taguchi and composed by Genji Ito, who we heard from earlier, Christmas in July is about a couple sitting around under the palm trees on their fifth anniversary, sipping iced tea and talking about an Agatha Christie novel.
それもいい
And there you have it. It's been a scorcher this July, so hopefully this little taste of Christmas will help you deal with the heat. I should point out that the segues this episode came from a promotional album called Tropical Winter that I picked up a few months ago, mistakenly thinking it was a Christmas album. I'll talk about that more at some point. Next month, as we deal with the dog days of summer, I'll be talking about the 2014 compilation, Flying Dog Christmas. Thanks for listening, and I'd love to hear your feedback. Leave a comment on the website or send me an email at hollyjollyxmasu@gmail.com. And remember, if you enjoy what you're hearing, you can support me by buying me a cup of coffee. I've added a link to my Ko-fi page. A donation is only $3, and any donations received will be put towards purchasing new Japanese Christmas music to review for future episodes. Thanks. Until next time, stay safe and remember to support your local record store. All music and excerpts are used under fair use policy for commentary purposes, and no copyright infringement is intended.
Shining above you at tropical winter island. There are so many stars, maybe one of them is shining just for you. I'm sure there is.
It's better that way. It's better.